You are now listening live to Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. Welcome and thank you for joining the best in holistic health talk. Tonight, we have some really great topics I'm going to be discussing centered around the alkaline acid base. Stay tuned. Keep tuned. You're listening to Nature Roots Radio. This is your host, Robert Diaz. Don't forget, you guys can call in tonight with your questions. The call-in number is 516-453-9105. This is Nature Roots Radio. You're listening live to your host, Robert Diaz, certified holistic nutritionist out of Boynton Beach, Florida. Nature Roots Radio, you are tuned in with your host, Robert Diaz, on this wonderful Friday evening. Again, we're coming to you live from Boynton Beach, Florida. And tonight, we're really going to focus on holistic nutrition. The big discussion around the alkaline diet. So, guys, stay tuned. Going to be epic. And again, the call-in number, if you guys have any questions this evening, is 516-453-9105. Again, that's 516-453-9105. We'll go on live. Again, tonight we're going to focus on the discussion of alkaline and acid balance in the human body. As you understand, we always take time to discuss the concerning topics that stem in the plant-based community. And tonight, like I said, I'll be taking you guys live where we focus on what pH is in the human body. And what pH may be, and the importance of understanding. So, I'm going to tap in here, and for your reference, I'll be using Global Healing Center, okay, Natural Healing Center, which has some documentation that focuses on how pH affects the health. And we must clarify what is pH for those of you who may not be familiar. I'm talking about the potential for hydrogen and what this physiological, biochemical process is, and this unit of measurement for anything that we consider to be an organic compound, your human body. This scale will typically be the gauge to determine how acid something is, or how acidic, or as we say, base, a potential substance may be. Somewhere in the middle of that scale, we have neutral. And this is what I'm going to focus on later on in the night. Again, Nature Roots Radio Live, 516-453-9105. Go ahead and call in the number. I've got some really interesting information and some audio I want to share that I take time to reflect upon when we talk about health and nutrition and the focus primarily of biochemistry and the process of the cell. And when we look at holistic disease and understand that if we're going to reverse anything, we must fully understand the function of the cell. When we talk about nutrition as what I focus on, and we look at optimum nutrition and where we obtain optimum nutrition from, especially in a plant-based community, we look at a lot of controversy. I have a sound clip. Very, very, very interesting sound clip. And I'm going to play the sound clip later on in the evening. But I want you guys to really understand what I'm trying to communicate through these sound clips. And let's look at the facts that we have, okay? As I will quote fact-based research, which is what I base my practice around. Again, you're listening to Nature Roots Radio Health Talk, where we take time to debunk and discuss the concerning topics stemming in the plant-based community. And when I mean plant-based, I'm talking about everybody who focuses on a healthier, nutritious lifestyle of including more plant material on the plate than any other thing to include. Animal protein. Nature Roots Radio Live, 516-453-9105. Go ahead and call in. Again, the topic is acid alkaline. We're talking about pH. I have those really, really, really questionable audio clips we're going to run early in a minute. And understand, when we have too much of anything, this is usually never necessarily a good thing. And that's fundamental in many aspects. Alkalosis, a condition. Acidosis, a condition resulting of extremities of pH, potential hydrogen. And when I talked about pH, I referenced the scale being one side acid and one side base and neutral somewhere in the middle. Well, we can look at the human body and use this scale to make some analysis and measurements, as it already is done. And this is where the importance of understanding how to apply a dietary lifestyle, which may be beneficial to your health, prior to taking the time to do the research and seeing where applicability may fall. Again, you're listening to Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz, certified holistic nutritionist, broadcasting to you live out of Boynton Beach, Florida. Guest call in line tonight, 516-453-9105. Have some really, really, really good information I want to share with you guys. Okay. Today, in the newsletter, we covered a really, really good topic. Again, centered around diet, nutrition, and clinical outcomes that were studied in a low-grade metabolic acidosis. And I purposely sent this fact-based research paper out today in the newsletter because it's going to align with the facts that I plan on discussing later on in the radio show tonight. Nature Roots Radio. Go ahead. Call in 516-453-9105. It's important, very important to understand that pH scale. When we look at humans and the pH, it's also important to understand that we must maintain a very narrow pH in our body. And we must understand that should there have a great variation in change, we can find ourselves in one of these metabolic disorders that I mentioned earlier, one being alkalosis, and two, the other being the opposite, acidosis. Now let's look into this a little deeper. And I'm going to look at my manual here that I have and give you the clinical reference. Alkalosis, okay, the inverse of acidosis, is a condition in which the body is too alkaline. Yes, that is correct. The body can be too alkaline. And alkaline is also the same as base. Okay, we use different chemical terms which have the same representation in the aspect for health and for science. Alkalosis is less common than acidosis and produces overexcitation of the nervous system. Wow. Okay. Let's hold that right there. And when we look at acidosis, we're looking at the complete opposite. Acidity and alkalinity are measured according to the pH potential. And I told you, that is a representation of potential for hydrogen. Water, okay, that has a pH of 7 is considered to be neutral. The scale goes from 0, which is completely acid, to a 14, which is completely alkaline. Acidosis is when your blood is close to that 0 mark. If your blood even gets to 0, you might as well consider yourself dead. But before this begins to occur, there's many metabolic processes that would happen in the body. And hopefully you would never experience this. But it's important to understand what it is and the difference. Again, Nature Roots Radio. You're listening live with your host, Robert Diaz, certified. Okay? Plant-based research, holistic nutrition, herbal therapy. Some of these services that we offer here in Boynton Beach are reachable around the United States and other parts of the world. Check out the website. That's natureroots.com. Check out the shop, Etsy.com/BeHerNatural. Very good custom crafted organic botanicals. The human body, your human body, is naturally neutral like water. In other words, the ideal pH range for the human body is between 7.35 and 7.4. Now you say, wait a minute. Yeah, that is a little bit over neutral. That is naturally mildly alkaline. It's important to understand the variation in the tenths and the hundredths of the digits when we use this linear scale measurement, and understand the variation and change of just one digit can mean optimum health or sickness. Now, when we look at acidosis, here's the definition. A condition in which body chemistry becomes imbalanced and overly acidic. Okay, so the pH of the blood is decreasing. The pH of the urine, the pH of the saliva is decreasing to acidity, acid. Symptoms associated with acidosis include frequent sighing, insomnia, water retention, recessed eyes, arthritis, migraine headaches, abnormal low blood pressure, acid or strong perspiration, dry, harsh stools, foul. You get the point, right? Now, I can tell you those symptoms are all a result of dehydration in one aspect of cellular respiration. You're tuned into Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. We're talking alkaline, acid, balance, imbalance, the diet, the lifestyle. Do you live one? If so, why? Now, personally, I'm plant-based. I don't consume animal protein or byproduct thereof. I consume a lot of raw, whole foods. I consume some cooked foods. However, I do not consume any animal proteins or byproduct thereof, with the exception in the class of insect, the byproduct we know as honey, which is utilized for me as a medicine medicinally. Nature Roots Radio, live. Robert Diaz, your certified holistic nutritionist, Boynton Beach, Florida. Beautiful night. 516-453-9105 is the call-in number. I'm taking callers. I see a beautiful stream tonight. I guess a lot of you guys are really listening over the tablets. That's great. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick musical break. And when we come back, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start some of these clips. And we're going to go back into discussion through the documentation, primarily that I put out in the newsletter today around the diet-induced low-grade metabolic acidosis and clinical outcomes, a review, okay? And I'm going to give you the abstract, so a short form of what happened when this condition was induced in a clinical trial. And it's important to understand these results because this gives you a baseline. It gives you a reference point that you can think about and maybe utilize in a way before you come to some conclusion. So, in other words, it helps you make an educated decision. 516-453-9105 is the call-in number. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. This is Health Talk, Holistic Nutrition, live. I'm your host, certified. We're broadcasting to you live from Boynton Beach. Tonight, we're looking at the focus on holistic health craze in the alkaline diet. And I understand, as a nutritionist and as a herbalist, what a alkaline diet is, or what the alkalizing effects. And it's important, and this is where I make my point, to use the terminology properly. Because when we say we want to be alkaline and we eat a variety of foods which we think are alkaline and make the body completely more alkaline, is completely incorrect. That is wrong. It sounds great. It sounds right. But when we look at the chemical process, and when we understand the biochemistry of the cell in the human body, we can have a better understanding of what this term alkaline means. Again, we're going to debunk this. There's a lot of confusion which is centered around this term. And really, if we go into a state of acidosis, you're going to know. There's two classifications. If we go into a state earlier, like I explained, of alkalosis, we're going to know. Okay, now listen to the symptoms that can include, this is for alkalosis. So we think maybe it's better to be more alkaline, and I want to push my pH above that 7.35 range, which is not truly alkaline. As I said, it is mildly, slightly alkaline. But some of those symptoms of overdoing it can be sore muscles, creaking joints, bursitis, drowsiness, the protruding eyes in the lymphatic system, hypertension, hypothermia, seizures, allergies, night cramps, asthma, chronic indigestion, night coughs, vomiting, all of this, okay? Thickening of the skin. Alkalosis may even cause abnormal calcium to build up in the body and lead to bone spurs in the heel. How many people, I wonder, have experienced that as a result of going possibly into an alkaline diet? And again, I understand what an alkaline diet is, but I'm speaking this way from terms of confusion in the plant-based community, with the agenda to correct and understand the proper use of the term for everyone to have better understanding. You're tuned in to Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. We'll be right back after this short music break. Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz, still taking calls. For those of you who may be wanting to call in, 516 563-9105. We'll be right back after this music break. Nature Roots Radio, live. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. We're back. Again, the call-in number is 516-453-9105. Tonight, Health Talk. We're talking acid-alkaline imbalance and understanding the difference between alkalosis and acidosis with the great promotion of alkalinity in the plant-based community. I see a lot of confusion, and I'm here to bring you the facts based upon the research that I've conducted. We're going to get to the audio clip shortly. I have some really good audio that makes me wonder if I'm a leader in my healing community, and I'm a doctor at that, which I am not, then why would I make a false claim? Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz, certified holistic nutrition, debunking the concerning topics stemming in the plant-based community every Friday night. 9 p.m. Eastern time, we go live, broadcasting to you from Boynton Beach, Florida. Tonight, we're talking acid alkaline imbalance. That call-in number is 516-453-9105. Now, let's go ahead. We're halfway through. Let's go ahead and play one of these audio clips. And let's see what I'm talking about.
How do we do that, Dr. Sandberg? Dr. Sandberg, I'm confused. You're leading me in a path that it was virtually unknown to me. Amino acids, are they electrical? I want you to identify protein. Nobody can. You can, I can, and nobody can. It's a made-up word.
Okay.
So why is garlic acid? Because it wasn't made by God. God is a made alkaline foods. I called my wife. I said to my aunt, send me some honey, please. What is the difference with this honey and the honey that was made by man? Oh, you think that the honey that you buy in a health food store is a natural honey, like Lisa said. It says natural on them, but as you look close into this bee that makes this honey, he's a hybrid. He was made in a laboratory.
When you're in pain and you eat protein, you'll be in more pain. Let me tell you, we proved this year in and year out, because pain is an acid experience. And you've got to correct that. So how do we correct this systemic lymph system that's so backed up, that's dehydrated us, and it's locked in place and not filtering anymore? How
Listen.
Do you deal with that? Well, the very first thing on your protocols is your diet. You must move from a cooked food.
And be clear, I'm playing these audio clips for a reason. Okay, I want you to understand. I want you to understand.
I know all the health enthusiasts and the health promoters was offering us carrot juice for vitamin A, but there is nowhere in your body you have vitamin A to use that carrot.
Okay. And these are the concerning topics that I still deal with today. Let me go back, and I'm going to spend the next 5 minutes here. We're not going to take any calls, but we're going to listen to some of these audio clips that I have and make sense based upon the fact-based research.
They were angry at all the health enthusiasts and the health promoters was offering us carrot juice for vitamin A, but there is nowhere in your body you have vitamin A to use that carrot. So therefore, assimilation is impossible. How about the germ and the bacteria? Remember what we said, that nature only creates those things that complement itself in support of life. How does a germ or a bacteria support life? They never existed. Everything in nature complements. Everything complements. A bacteria, a germ, or a virus simply does not exist. It is a manifestation that is caused by erosion.
Minerals are not used for energy, honey. I don't know what you're talking about, Jessica. Minerals are not used for energy. Minerals are coenzymes. We don't need a lot of them. You know, if you're talking about the real elementals, body can't use real elementals real well. Basically, gut for electrical stimulation and very low. A salt has more electricity than a mineral. I know there is the absorption, utilization, and so on, but my brain, too, says fruits are hybridized and produced in a different way than it grows in nature. That's not true. Everybody grows the way they grow. I mean, if you're depleting your soils for some reason, but trees do not deplete their soils. I'm an old farm boy. I can tell you always about that. And I'll tell you, trees do not deplete the soil, guys. You know, you're...
Okay, enough is enough. We're going to go back. I'm not going to continue to... I think you guys get the idea. When I say this is about fact-based research, that's absolutely what I mean. You're listening to Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz, certified holistic nutritionist. My passion, my business, holistic educational healing platform for the plant-based and those who may find themselves seeking guidance. Tonight's call-in number is 516-453-9105. Earlier, before we went into our music break, I left off discussing topics around symptoms of alkalosis. And one thing I told you is that one of the side effects or symptoms of being too alkaline may cause your body to store excess calcium. And this is typically in the feet, in the heel. We would see it as a bone spur. Alkalosis is also the result of an excess intake of alkaline drugs. Now, what would be an alkaline drug? Sodium bicarbonate. Okay, that's typically used to treat gastritis, peptic ulcers. It can also be the result of excessive vomiting, high cholesterol. Okay, if we have a cholesterol imbalance, which is typically going to happen if we attempt to convert to a plant-based or even a vegan, so to speak, or raw lifestyle with no formal understanding of nutrition, not having the understanding the human body needs. You still have a requirement for your macros. We can play with the dietary intakes all day. The body, the vessel, is a million more times smarter, at minimum, than you think you are. So all the fad diets, these are temporary things. All the fad so-called eating regimens and protocols, and I'm excluding real protocol that's based around fasting, because this is not a fad. This is replicating nature, as we will discuss in other episodes. But all the fads are temporary. And what happens when you finish the protocol? What are the long-term effects? Do things stay the same? Remember, your body is a lot smarter than you think. And when you begin to deplete purposely certain things, your body will figure out how to get those things, which is why certain symptoms are experienced when people convert plant-based. Injuries occur at an increasing rate. So there's something to think about. Another thing we should consider is that the endocrine system becomes imbalanced. Okay, this is hormone regulation. This is mood, feeling, reproductive health, and all the other hormones that go along with biological process. Poor diet, osteoarthritis, all centered around alkalosis, when simply the body's just too alkaline. Now let's look at some of those foods, if you will, because there's a basic rule of thumb, and we want to maybe take this into consideration. Again, you're listening to Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. The call-in line is 516-453-9105. All your questions tonight, we're focusing on holistic nutrition and the acid alkaline indifference. Nature Roots Radio, coming to you live from Boynton Beach. So when we look at acid and alkaline forming foods, we have different categorizations, we have different charts. And this is where I believe the confusion starts. A lot of people may not care or even be considering what the science is. But again, it's important to know, it's important to understand. Considering you may suffer with some pre-disease or condition which could have a negative effect with the intake of an alkaline diet. So, very important to understand. And when one is not able to take the time to do the research, one is going to have a hard trouble time navigating, a very troubled path navigating into something that is new. And sometimes I find we like to take shortcuts. I see it in the practice. Very important that when we understand it takes years to do damage, sometimes months, sometimes days. But when we look at alternative complementary medicine in holistic health and reversing and healing, it takes time. It's a process. There is no rush. While in initial stages, it may not be a process that takes extremely long, but if someone is dealing with a condition they've been dealing with their entire life, it's important to understand there may be some time required in the healing process. And remember that it is alternative, it is complementary, it is a support aid when we use botanicals and herbal blends. These are not primary functions. It's all in combination. Nature Roots Radio, I'm your host, Robert Diaz. You're listening live, Boynton Beach, Florida. 41 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. on Eastern Time. Beautiful night here. See if we can get some callers on the line. How many of you guys live a plant-based lifestyle? And if you do, do you practice a so-called alkaline lifestyle? Why? I'd like to know why. Now, when I understand alkaline, I understand we take selective foods based upon how they metabolize in the human body. And this is the important thing, because when I see people say, I consume something because it's alkaline, and I see that they're talking about something that has an acidic chemistry but has an alkalizing effect on the body, this is where the confusion is. This is where I have concern for understanding. And it's important, because I've seen charts out there that are completely inaccurate. When we look at the research paper, or the clinical study, I should say, that I submitted from NCIB, let me give you just a little bit. And this is the opposite when we talk about the extremes of the pH imbalance. Okay, this one was focused on acidosis. Low-grade metabolic acidosis, a condition characterized by slight decrease in blood pH. Okay, similar from my other manual I have here in my reference documents. The feeling is one of the main factors that may influence the occurrence of such a condition. The excessive consumption of acid precursor foods, okay, sources of phosphorus and proteins. But wait a minute. In the clip I played earlier, the doctors said there were no such thing as proteins. I'm confused about this one. Okay, let's keep going. Precursor, phosphorus, proteins, sources of potassium, calcium, and magnesium lead to acid-base balance volubility. If this condition occurs in a prolonged, chronic way, low-grade metabolic acidosis can become significant and predispose to metabolic imbalances such as kidney stone formation. So, would it be safe to say that the precursor for the onset of some people who suffer with kidney stones is the result of change in metabolic pH that's leaning toward acidosis? Well, if you're subscribed to the newsletter, you will know what we found in the clinical study. Now, listen to this. I just told you, prolonged condition. One result is kidney stone formation. In addition, we saw reduced bone mineral density, loss of muscle mass, as well as increased disease such as type 2 diabetes and hypertension. Wow. Very, very, very important to understand why it's important to focus on a nutritious diet which utilizes a good combination of acid and alkaline forming foods in the basic rule of thumb to achieve and maintain the pH balance. And that formula has been calculated at 80% alkaline forming foods. Now let's look at some of the alkaline forming foods. Let's look at some of those, because a lot of people are confusing alkaline forming foods with non-hybridized foods and cultivars, and this is not right. This is completely different. This is a result of misunderstanding. Kind of points a factor around the clips I played in the audio with the claims that were made. But let's go. Here we go. Alkaline forming foods. One good source: avocados. Again, avocados. You cannot get enough of this nutritious food. Two, fresh coconut. Notice I said fresh coconut. Honey. Not all honey, but if you find a good wildflower honey, which is raw and unfiltered, there's going to be plenty of enzymes in there if it has not been treated. And this has an alkalizing effect on the human body. Onions, mushrooms, horseradish, different type of sprouts, watercress. Just about all your leafy greens have an alkalizing effect on the body. So when I see things like don't eat garlic because it's acidic, well, that's just not true. You're listening to Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. Let's take a minute and see if we can get some callers on the line. Let's see. You're listening to Nature Roots Radio. This is your host, Robert Diaz. Looks like the call-in lines have been busy. Maybe we had a little technical error there, but again, 516-453-9105. Got about 10 minutes till the hour. Acid-alkaline balance. Because so many people with over 2,000 followers who asked me about this. And this is the time to take those questions to trial, because I'm here to share with the world the information about the facts. It's important to understand the difference. And this podcast continuation / live broadcast will be followed with the newsletter. So if you're already subscribed, if you're already tuned in, you have complete package of information. Let's see. We got a caller coming in here. Let's see. Let's go to line one. Okay. Looks like we have Brother Tim on the line. And Brother Tim, if you're there, you're on Nature Roots Radio Live this evening. We were discussing.
Give thanks. Peace.
Peace, Brother Tim. Good to hear you. How you doing?
Not bad. I'm a little late calling in tonight, but here we're talking about alkalinity, one of the many topics.
Yep. Yeah. Better late than never. Covered a little bit about understanding alkalinity, acidity, balance, imbalance in the human body. And I played some clips earlier, pretty controversial, where we looked at, when we look at tonight's topic and we understand that we're taking information from so-called naturopathic doctors going way back to the 70s who promote alkalinity. And
okay,
when they tell us that certain foods are acid because they were made by man, I look at my reference manual, I look at my holistic guide, I look at my access to NCIB, National Database of Biological Information, I look at fact-based research, I look at the clinical data, I look at the case studies of these compounds that are claimed to be man-made or have acid-like effects on or in the human body, and just find these claims are not true. So I've been on a quest to ask callers this evening in the plant-based community primarily, if you are plant-based, are you following an alkaline diet, and if so, why?
I am definitely fairly I see the different do's and don'ts and who's and how's of alkalinity, and of course referencing acids, I'll always think of the amino acids, or the essential acids, and speaking in reference to what you just said about how you have doctors telling us about how certain acids aren't healthy for us, you know, those same acids that they push that are not healthy for us, it's the exact opposite when it's a soda or a snack or a candy that's full of negative acids or acids that are harmful to the body. And then I also think from a scientific standpoint of your sulfuric acids, your hydrochloric acids, so forth and so on. So in regards to the question, myself, I try to stick to a simple acidic diet when it comes to plant-based. One of my favorites is garlic. I personally can, you know, roast garlic in the oven and eat whole cloves of garlic.
Wow.
Not only for
you know,
flavor, but that's just for heart health and immunity, and the acidic base from garlic in itself being one of the oldest of the herbs that is acidic is in my top three, even down to juicing and incorporating into natural nutrition and daily meals.
Right. Yeah. Garlic, that's one of those ones. And we got about a minute before we have to wrap up, but I have a study that looks at the chemical compounds of garlic and onions and how they have a great antioxidizing effect on the human cell, specifically of the circulatory system, of the respiratory system, and are beneficial in antibacterial, antiviral protection.
This is true,
yet
of course.
We're told that if we cut ourselves with a knife and rub garlic over it, the bone won't heal, or garlic was man-made, or garlic is acidic, and this is just not true. It's just not true. You know. At any rate, I want to thank you, Brother Tim, for taking time to call in this evening, even though you got to us late. Like I said, it's better for you
to
call late than not to call at all. I really appreciate that. You're listening to Nature.
Peace and blessings to the family.
Peace and love. Thanks. Again, you're listening to Nature Roots Radio. This is your host, Robert Diaz. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. We had a really good topic of discussion. We may take it to round two. Broadcasting to you live out of Boynton Beach. Next week, we may continue. But we're going to always have good topics that are focusing and stemming in the plant-based community. And we're only going to talk about the truth. So if you have a topic on your mind that you want to call in, if you have something concerning that you heard, you want to call in, that number is 516-453-9105. Again, I'm your host, Robert Diaz. You're listening to Nature Roots Radio, live broadcast out of Boynton Beach. Beautiful night here. I appreciate all those listeners, followers, and supporters who join me for the stream and broadcast. We'll be back next Friday night, same place, same time. If you haven't had time to check out my website, go to natureroots.com. That's spelled NACHRROOT.com. And get familiar with the holistic learning platform. Maybe you're interested in becoming a plant-based and you're looking for a little guidance. You know what? Go to the bottom of the homepage and schedule a free 15-minute phone consultation. It doesn't cost a thing. I'll give you the facts. I've worked successfully for the last year helping men, women, and those in between convert successfully and providing them with additional coaching support. So, again, natureroots.com. If you're interested in looking at some of the custom botanical products that I craft and put together, you can go over to Etsy.com, and the shop is Be Her Natural, spelled B-H-E-R-N-A-T-R-A-L. That's Be Her Natural. Nature Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Diaz. We'll be back next week. Thank you.